Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Got the busy throat, of course. Joining me as he is trying to dodge the hurricane that is inbound Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. You're right, man. It looks like we're going to get run over by this one.
Well, I certainly hope not. I hope everything is okay, and I hope everybody around is going to be okay. I have high confidence that you're going to be okay because you're Super Dave. But, you know.
I'll be perfectly all right.
Gotcha. But I digress. So, this weekend, I went out. I did a range trip. I did a range review. And I got to, I was reviewing these, and I was shooting these purely to review them. But it turned out, you know, I was like shooting one, then shooting the other. So I was doing comparison in my mind's eye as well. And so I was comparing a SIG M18 with the Icarus Precision Lower, which is an aircraft-grade aluminum lower, which makes it weigh as much as a 2011 with a Staccato C2 in 9mm, a 16-rounder versus a 17-rounder. A gun that does come with 20 rounders and a gun that does come with 21 rounders. And I had some interesting results come of it.
Hit me, man.
So with the lower on the SIG, I hit as good and not quite as, but nearly as fast as the Staccato C2. But the Staccato...
Okay, what was the construct of the firing exercise?
Shooting,
like what type of target, what distance?
Well, we started out shooting at paper to zero in optics.
Right.
And
how are you quantifying faster? What was your overall time?
Nothing scientific. I don't have a timer. Don't even know how to operate one.
You're going purely off the field, right?
Off the field, yes, sir.
Cool. Go ahead. Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. So I'm doing it purely off the field. It feels faster on the C2, of course, and it feels faster consistently on the Staccato C2. But I had one issue that had nothing to do with the gun and everything to do with me being a lazy so-and-so.
Okay.
So with the SIG, the part of the SIG that is the moving parts is called the fire control unit, which is a housing. It's the gun. It's the trigger, it's the fire control group, it's everything. It has most of the moving parts in it. The only moving part it does not have in it is the mag release, which stays in the frame.
Right.
Well, apparently, the SIG M18, which I had taken out and shot before in its stock configuration, I shot it so much, and whoever had owned it before me had shot it so much, that it was grungy. So... Okay. We're out there, and as I'm pulling the trigger on it in the initial goings with it, one thing that I found out is that trigger does not reset when it gets grungy. It doesn't even come forward.
In the M18?
In the M18.
Okay, now, because of, foreign objects getting down into the control group? The control group? What's causing the sluggishness or the failure to reset?
Carbon buildup. I mean,
wow.
A lot of carbon buildup. We got it out, and we got some WD-40, which I know you don't clean guns with, but with this, I doused it with WD-40, and then I wiped that off, and then I doused it with some CLP, and then it started operating. But initially, I was going, what? I was thinking, oh, I got to call these guys with tech support, because it felt almost like it had sand in it. And I was not very happy about that particular part of it.
That does not bode well for the M18, being it's a military handgun, and it should.
Well, you know, I've heard people say this, and you tell me what you think about it, because you've trained your fair share of people.
Right.
Most people who own a gun, who are not me and you,
right,
don't own a cleaning kit, don't own any lubrication, don't own any sort of CLP or anything, any sort of solvent. Right. They don't. They take it out and they shoot it one time. They're like, I am a pistolero.
Well, you have those people out there, but I get your point. You know, a lot of people, you know, actually, cleaning guns is overrated. You can't clean a firearm too much.
Right.
And put unnecessary wear and tear on its components. Of course, now that's based on how qualified you are, to what level you disassemble it. But, you know, I agree with you on the point that a lot of people just don't know what firing is. I mean, you know, when I say, you know, I go to the range and, you know, I'll burn 1,000 rounds for a workout, you can believe that.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, your average bear can't wrap his mind around firing 1,000 rounds anytime soon, let alone, you know, workout, you know. And that's okay. I mean, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just, what do you know and understand? And how do you go from there?
Well, I think with now, when we talk about the M18 and the military part of it and how it doesn't bode well, in the military, when I was in the military in the 80s, now I got out in 1990. I know you stayed in beyond that. You got in there before me. You got out after. In the 80s, if I dropped my weapon on the ground after a bunch of bawling and boo-hooing and being yelled at, I picked that thing up and I cleaned it. I wiped it down. I pulled it apart and looked at it, eyeballed it, inspected it, because we were in Europe. You know, we were in a field exercise, but we were also in what would have been the European World War III battlefield.
Right.
So we looked at the weapons as something that had to be maintained all the time. All the time. So we maintained those all the time. So I think if that had been in the hands of a military person, and I actually need to get out there and find out if there's a really good, smart way to clean this fire control unit, because there's not a lot to the gun as far as any moving parts after that.
Right.
But once I got that lubed up and moving, it was moving. And
if I remember correctly, if I may.
Sure.
If I remember correctly, now this was before the days of the fire control module, so
right,
to speak,
right.
To call them, I guess. One good reason, one good possible reason it's a module is because that trigger group is extremely complicated. There's a lot of moving parts in it.
Right.
And they probably turned it into a control module to help prevent, you know, loss of parts, damage, improper assembly procedures, that type of stuff.
Right.
But, yeah, I can see how you could neglect to clean a gun to the extent the fouling, the carbon fouling, will build up enough to make it inoperable. I mean, I believe you could probably do that with any type of weapon.
Sure.
So you got to pull maintenance at some point.
Yeah.
My maintenance schedule is very easy. I do, well, what I consider in, you know, I'm qualified. Technically qualified to completely disassemble.
Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. Going to continue this conversation as we go, because I've got another revelation to throw at you. But Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com on the web, on in social media, Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington, unless it's Instagram, and then it's sdave_Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
DesantisQualityBuild.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were talking about maintenance and everything else, and I had to interrupt you during your maintenance routine. So with your maintenance routine, what were you saying?
Okay. One thing I'd like to reinforce right up front is, as far as the level of disassembly that you perform, make sure you're qualified to do it. Now, whatever you consider qualified, that's on you. But, for example, if it's your personal firearms and you want to do a complete detail assembly, cleaning, functions checks, assemblies, all that. That's on you. You know, big boy rules. But if you're going to, you know, pull maintenance on weapons for someone else, for somebody else, you should be manufacturer, you know, the manufacturer's, you should have the manufacturer's qualification to do that type of work at that level. Now, dig this. Here's my maintenance schedule. Real simple. I start with a clean gun. I'll fire 500 to 600 rounds. I always ballpark it. I don't keep exact numbers, but I keep track of my workouts by the 500 to 600 round count. I basically do a field clean, which is nothing more than field disassembly, wipe it out, maybe spray it out, dry it out, lubricate it, put it back together, run it for another 500 to 600 rounds. I do that 4 times. That's the schedule. At the 2,000, you know, at the rough 2,000 round mark, I will do a complete detailed disassembly, you know, cleaning, assembly, functions checks, and, you know, of course, proper lubrication. And I do know, you know, like what you were stating earlier about the M18, I have torture tested. I fired, it was roughly a little over 5,000 rounds through a G17, just as a durability test kind of a thing. And I never did a field clean, but I would periodically lubricate the rails. Okay? By the time I decided, you know, I'd had enough, because the gun was acting real funky. Now, it was firing, it was functional, but it was, you know, had kind of a thick sludge built up in it, and it was super sluggish. The gun would cycle really sluggishly. But there was enough, from that experience, there was enough garbage in the trigger group itself that made it feel, and I'm not talking about back near the, it was a Gen 4 near the cruciform, but in the, by the trigger shoe itself, there was so much gunk down in there, it was unreal. But, I mean, that was a torture test, you know, that's what I wanted to find out. How many rounds could I run through it until it got to the point where I just couldn't stand it and had to clean it just out of, you know, pure conscience.
Pure conscience. Okay. Yeah, the thing about, like, with some of the guns, like with the Staccato, they recommend a wipe down and then a lubrication before you take it on the range first time. If you do that, if you don't do that, you're going to have failures of feed and other kinds of stoppages, just because it does take a minute for it to shake out, right?
Well, I would recommend for a new pistol of any kind.
Right.
I would not call it good until I fired at least 400 to 500 rounds through it, kind of a break-in period.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I would never, never say never. It's just not good practice to, get straight out of the box to the range.
Got to test it. It's got to be shot. So, I mean, when I was with these two guns, which I had not shot the M18 and its newer configuration, I've been carrying a SIG P320 X carry compact while I've been waiting to get these on the range and get an idea of what they're like. And I carried it today. I carried it today because I think I might have got 300 rounds through each one of them.
Yeah.
So, I'm still looking at it. Now, having said that, I find it interesting that And I know I was watching a YouTube channel today, and I want to expound on this simply because it is such an interesting topic to get out there and expound. Saw a YouTube channel today with a guy that is a competitor now, and I guess an instructor, but he used to be a police officer. I don't think he was ever in the military. He competes exclusively with very high-end 2011s. I mean, the Infinity guns and the,
Infinity STI.
Those things. Beautiful pistols. Claims he will not carry one because of, like, he did a test with the Staccato C2, and he had, four stovepipes, of which three of them were coming out of a magazine that had failed to lock back. Which, with me, right, if I were to get another magazine and try that, and one it locked back, and two, I had no stovepipes, I would have said, that's a magazine issue, right?
Well, highly possible.
Yeah.
You got to tune those mags anyway. Any STI or Infinity guns that I've been aware of or associated with, you got to fine tune the machine,
right?
And the magazines are critical. I mean, hyper critical.
Yeah.
So that's the first go to.
Yeah. So, based on that, right. Even though he made that caveat about, well, I had a stovepipe on magazines that failed to lock back. Which, you know, there's a lot of reasons why they would fail to lock back. I mean, in the beginning, when SCI was transitioning to Staccato, because they were coming from competition, all of their competition mags, none of those were designed to lock back, according to the people at Staccato. I don't know if that's actually a thing.
You know what? Now that you mention that, I believe that is absolutely correct.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't want to get too deep into it. The main thing, and we'll pick up this on the other side here. We're about to go to break. But the main thing he was saying is because of those stoppages that occurred with this gun in the first 1,000 rounds, that he would not consider this a good gun to carry, and that he would only carry a striker-fired gun. He said a striker-fired gun is a much more dependable gun in any situation when it comes to be carried. Now, I myself am more than willing to defer to you, and I want to do that when we get back. So hang on for me.
Okay.
Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. This is where you learn to gunfight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New figures show more than $1.6 billion in insurance claims have already been filed by Floridians due to Hurricane Ian. The state's Office of Insurance Regulations saying as of Monday, more than 222,000 claims have been filed, with nearly three-quarters of them for residential properties. Claims are expected to rise in the weeks and months ahead. Ian is already more costly than 2016's Hurricane Matthew. It looks like Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter after all. The Tesla CEO agreed to purchase Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion, but changed course and tried to back out of the deal. Musk has now reportedly agreed to acquire the company for $54.20 per share. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and I've got a question for him that I didn't give him a chance to answer. And the statement made by a shooter on YouTube is that and looking at the shooter, I would have to say that he's legit, Dave. But
okay.
I'm sort of, shall we say, what he said? Yeah, I'm a little wondering about his statement. So his statement was that a striker fired gun is more reliable than a hammer fired gun in the field. In real life, as a carry gun, as a combat gun, as a gun in a gunfight, I guess you would say.
Frankly, there's no way to quantify that.
Right.
First of all, that's my first gut response. There's no way to quantify that, other than those who choose to ignore history are doomed to repeat it.
Sure.
The 1911 was a service pistol for quite some time through about every different environment on the face of the planet, and it did extremely well, did its job extremely well. Now, coming full circle, this is America, where we have choices.
Sure.
And based on an individual's experience, they are going to choose to do, or should, what's best for them based on their knowledge of their experience. So you can't say the dude's out there flapping because that's what he believes. In his experience, a striker-fired gun is more reliable in the field than a hammer-fired gun.
Right.
Because that's his experience or his supposition or his guesstimation, however you want to describe it. And that's cool. I'm cool with that. But coming back to my gut response, think what it would take and the resources that would be required to actually quantify that statement. Never going to happen.
Well, here's the thing.
An individual believes it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, here's the thing about this. And I mean, for example, Glock. I know Glock has an outstanding reliability record. As I know that just due to the massed quantities of Glocks that are out there today, there have been Glocks that have failed. There is just no way around that. Am I correct about that?
It's a man-made machine.
Yeah.
Anything man-made can fail.
Yes. So I believe when it comes to a gun or the gun you're going to carry, I believe that the man carrying the gun can have a lot to say about reliability if he gets one that's actually just based on a solid platform. Would you agree with that? You know, just the way he maintains it, carries it, trains with it, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So, beware the man with one gun.
Yeah, he knows how to use it well. I know. Which is you, by the way, right? That's you. That's Glock 45. That's all you carry.
That's all I use to date. Now, I've got a pile of guns, but I can't say all of them, but my working guns are all Glocks.
Right.
But I've never had a Glock fail on me to the extent it was a negative, but I've worn out mag springs, not the magazine body spring.
Right.
I'm talking about the mag button spring, the leaf spring. I've cruised through a combat load of those. Most recently, due to the amount of gun handling and firing I do with the G45, had a ambi slide lever separate on me, lock the gun up. And if that happens, the gun's an op.
Right.
Period. It's a dead gun. I've had my sights come off the gun. I had my front sight screw sheared off.
Right.
But before it sheared, dude, check this out. This happened just last week. My accuracy started to drop off a little bit. But it wasn't anything, there wasn't a pattern to it. It would be like every third or fourth round would be a slinger.
Yeah.
And I was like going, what? I'm like, dude.
Was that because the front sight was moving?
Because the front sight was moving around before it sheared off. And I got a kick out of that. But, I've had seating magazine on a load. I've seated the mag and had the base plate pop off and have a rapid disassembly of the magazine. I've had, a bunch of different mechanical things happen due to parts breakage.
Right.
Life cycle replacement, blah, blah, blah. Now, dig this. Here's one perspective that a lot of people have. I guess it's not that big of a deal nowadays because I guess you could say, and it pains me to say this, but it's almost like America is no longer a gun culture. It's not like part of our, not of the fabric of our culture any longer. And, if you're part of the gun culture, people kind of look at you cross-eyed now.
Hmm.
That's just wrong. But dig this. If you were to, coming back full circle to that statement, quantifying a hammer-fired gun over a striker-fired gun reliability, one, that's never going to happen, but two, which guns would you choose to perform the test? You'd perform the evaluation. You see what I mean?
I do.
Another fact, since we're talking about malfunctions and man-made failures, One thing that I do not see any longer is the number of failures in respect to both firearms and ammunition. You used to see, you know, some fairly common things happen, but manufacturers are so dialed in nowadays, you just don't have the problems that you used to in the past.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably hard for some people to understand, but it's fact.
Yeah, I've been watching a video of a gun that just came out that's supposed to be as good as a Staccato, right?
I got to ask you this.
Yes, yes.
As good as a Staccato, I don't know how good that is. I'm not familiar with the Staccato.
Okay, so
at all.
Let's see.
I mean, how would you rank it? I know it's a 2011, it's 1911, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I have no.
So I've had three Staccato P's, four Staccato C2s, and one Staccato XL.
And dude, you only got two hands.
I know, but they're sponsors, right? So, as a matter of fact, I've had a thought about that for next year, as far as you're concerned. But with them, you know what? We're about to get into the last break. So, if you want to know about Staccato, I will tell you about Staccato and my impression that I have built over 4 years of shooting them. When we get back. Super Dave, of course, Super Dave, S Dave underscore Harrington on Instagram, on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington, his commercial page on Facebook, Super Dave Harrington, his regular page, Dave Harrington, and his website is combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Metal Whey. The protein in Green Metal Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. And I just said this phrase, as good as a staccato. And Super Dave, of course, doesn't know how good a staccato is, which I'll tell you about how I'm going to fix that.
Bring me up to speed, brother.
So, with the staccatos that I have shot, which, when I've got new ones coming in, I sell the old ones, you know. I don't need to have three of one gun laying around, four of one gun laying around, right? I just don't. I'm not that kind of person. As a matter of fact, if I didn't do what I did, I would, if I actually was independently wealthy, I would probably have two examples of my primary long gun and two examples of my primary sidearm, and that would be it.
Right.
But I digress. I've been shooting them since 2019. I shot the initial Staccato P, which was actually a commander-sized gun, and the Staccato C, which was a single-stack gun. It was actually the carry gun of the year in 2019. I probably shot each one of them about 700 times each in the life of them here with me. And right. I have never had a stoppage. The only thing, the closest I've ever come is in the early days when they were shipping the old competition magazines.
Right.
I would have some failures to lock back, but I've never, ever had a stoppage. I've never had a failure to feed. I've never had a failure to eject. I've never had a stovepipe. They run the slide for it to be, you know, it's not exactly a custom gun, but at the same time, it's not a production gun. They have figured out the formula. They have dialed it in. And I think what I'm going to do with you is next year, when they send me another Staccato C2, I think I'm just going to send it to you.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah. Make it happen one way or the other.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Okay. Make it happen one way or the other. But I think now the Staccato C2, what makes it, now the Staccato XL is the best one of them. It is the best one as far as a shooting gun.
Right.
And if you think of the Staccato P, it would probably fall in the same realm on size as maybe a Glock 34. But from there, right, from the, because it has a 4.4 inch barrel. It's bigger than a Glock 17 and not as big as a Glock 34 lengthwise.
Right.
But from there, with the Staccato C2 and the C2 making it a double stack, and it holds 16 rounds, although it will hold every one of those, you know, it'll hold the 70 millimeter.
Right.
2011, that'll hold 26 rounds. So it just depends on which magazine you want to stick in it. It is the size of a little, it is one, just a skosh bigger than a Glock 19. The grip is between the Glock 19 and the Glock 45.
Okay.
And one of the things that always confuses me is when it's my time for these staccatos come in at me, I always... Excuse me. I always, while I sit up there and I want to say, striker fired guns are the best ones out there. I can hit, I can draw a face with a staccato. In fact, the only gun that is better than the staccato is a chambers gun. And I mean, those things are, they're radically above any gun out there in the game.
I'll tell you what, man, that's a pretty bold statement, man.
Well,
I mean, there's some manufacturers out there that offer some very high-end, you know, working guns.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, they don't, you know, the high-end guns, I don't know, and when I say high-end gun, I'm talking about 1911s, probably in the 10 to 15 grand range.
Right.
Works of art. They're not just a blast.
Yeah.
And of course they don't get abused like a normal shooter would.
Right.
But, from like a end user perspective, you would say they were basically on the top of the pile, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Except with what makes Chambers what it is because Joe Chambers, his whole thing is about math. So Joe,
what?
Math. So his chamber,
math.
His chamber depth on every gun is the same. There is no deviation. Now you can go get examples of guns from some of the very high end people that are selling these guns $6,000, $7,000, and they have more than one chamber depth in some of those. Some of these guns come with MIM parts, and all of Joe's guns come with bar stock.
Okay.
And Joe spends 60 hours per gun versus making X amount of guns in 60 hours. If you're waiting on
Joe Chambers, he's been around for a while, right? That
yep.
name rings a bell.
Well, he trained with Bob Marley.
Chambers Custom?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I you know, when we finally hook up, I'll bring mine with me and let you
sure
shoot
cool.
it. But I mean,
okay.
And I mean, you're from staccato to chambers, there's this diminishing return thing where you're getting into single digit percentiles that matter.
Right.
But see, Joe and I think his name is Sean Alexander, who's the chief gunsmith at Staccato. They trained under Barb Marvel together.
Right.
So what Sean has done with staccato is he figured out where the high end is and where the low end is as far as tolerance and where
right.
it needs to be as far as the way everything fits together. And they don't let a gun get out that doesn't conform to that. So that's where they've gotten all this reliability and all this other stuff. So in the
that's very good.
When I look at staccato, you know, you're looking at a gun, but the staccato piece, staccato C, you're looking at guns that are in the $2,200, $2,300 range.
Okay.
I think they're bargains.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
The what is their just most expensive gun?
The XC, which is about $4,300, but even that is not as much as
okay,
some of these.
And then what is their minimum gun?
The Staccato P with iron sights is about $1,900. So
anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's
see, the,
right.
the two guns that I would consider to be duty guns, carry guns, would be the P and the C2. The XC
right.
is a big compensated thing, and the XL is 5.4 inches long. I mean, it is a box of Wheaties when you put it on your,
right.
your hip. I walked around concealing that for a day. Believe it or not, inside the waistband.
Well, it was just yeah.
But
yeah, but the C2 is what, like a combat commander size?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, and it is a, it is quite the gun. It's quite the, for what it is, it shoots like a big boy. That was the thing that the initial C2 that came, or the initial C that came out, that was the 8-round single stack little gun.
Right.
My first thought on that, just because of how accurate it was, I was like, this is shooting like a daddy. This is like shooting like a big boy gun. And then they expanded it and made it a double stack because, you know, that's really, capacity is where it's at nowadays. I know there's lots of guys saying, I only need 8 shot. Okay, good for you. I don't. I want to have change left over. That's one thing James Yeager taught me. If I'm in a gunfight and I have a few rounds left over, good.
Right.
Good on me. So, yeah.
Well, see, there's how much time do we have left?
We have a minute and a half.
Okay, let me try to expand on this point real quick.
Sure.
See, a lot of people, they don't do the math on, like, the self-defense environment and the combat environment, where in a self-defense type realm, you know, an extra magazine, you might be able to get away with that.
Yeah.
Carrying, I would always recommend carrying at least 2 reserve mags.
Right.
No matter what your environment is. But, and in training, there's always emphasis, and in some respects, I believe, overemphasis on hitting the target. Okay? Well, you're not going to hit with every round, and it's foolish to think that you're going to hit with every round you fire.
Right.
It depends, what determines whether you hit or not is, one, your skill level to begin with, and two, what is the application of fire?
And with that, we're out of time. We'll pick it up, though. We will pick it up. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
All right. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.